You are listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor Robert Marsbach. We believe that these devotions will encourage and strengthen you. So tune in, connect, and be blessed. For any more information, please visit us online at lifechurchuk.org.
Welcome to Life Devotions, and thank you for joining me today. Confident and unashamed at His coming is the title of this devotion. Confident and unashamed at His coming. Think about it. Confident and unashamed. Oh my goodness, to think that such a thing is possible. Yes, this is not possible with man. We all have in our human nature so many things that make us feel inferior, that make us suffer with insignificance and the lack of self-worth and value. And we can have so many struggles in our human flesh, and I sure have had my share of them. But it is amazing that such things do not exist in Jesus Christ, and that you now in Christ are made complete, holy, and acceptable. And while there is but a down payment of His heavenly holy life inside of you, and that you now are coming to know Him in you, stabilizing you with His significance, His value, His worth, His righteousness, His peace and joy, and causing you to become confident that He is more than enough for you, that His grace never fails to be sufficient for you. When He appears and He is magnified in your human person, He is glorified in all that you are, say, and do, you will have absolute confidence, His confidence, and be completely unashamed before the Father to the praise and the glory of God to sing, "Worthy is the Lamb." Oh, what a glorious hope we have in Jesus, friends. What a glorious hope. And it says here in 1 John chapter 2, verse 28, it says, "And now, little children, abide in Him, that when He appears, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before Him at His coming." Oh, confident and unashamed at His coming. And He who prepares you for this very thing, it says right here, "And He who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who also has given us the Spirit as a guarantee." This is 2 Corinthians 5, verse 5. What a good scripture. Oh, hallelujah. We are confident in verse 8. He says, "Yes, well pleased, rather to be absent of this body so that we might be present with the Lord." Oh, I'm so happy this truth is right here. You know, dear friends, what is this readiness? I shared it with you yesterday. Abide in Him and let Him abide in you. That is the readiness. There is honestly no other way to be ready to meet your Maker. There's no other way. What God is looking for you and me is to see us in Christ, accepted and well-pleasing before Him in His love. That's what it teaches us in Ephesians. Oh, these scriptures are so dear to my heart. I pray them all the time. "To the praise of the glory of His grace, by which He made us accepted in the Beloved." That's Ephesians 1 verse 6. Friends, there is nothing that can make you accepted before the Father but Christ alone. He is our substitute. He is our appeasement with God. He is the one that takes away the judgment and wrath against us and makes us well-pleasing to the Father by revealing Himself in us. What God is looking for in you and me is His Son, His life, His nature. I have come to taste this, and I love this about Christianity, and how I enjoy when the Holy Spirit makes this so clear to me. And in this revelation of Christ in us, I know no charge against any man, because there is no charge against God's elect. It is God who's justified us through Christ Jesus. There is no condemnation for anyone who's in Christ, because he paid it all and is risen, ever living to intercede. Romans chapter 8, verse 33 says, friends, you come into this revelation that is a mystery to those who don't know Christ, but that is the glory of Christianity. There is no charge. We have this confidence to draw near without any sense of inferiority. Look at this scripture. Oh, this is such good stuff, Maya. I could talk about this all day long and be happy. Look at this. This is Colossians. Look at this. Christ, this is chapter 1, verse 22. Let's start at the beginning of that verse, the Living Bible. He has done this through the death on the cross of his own human body. And now, as a result, Christ has brought you into the very presence of God. Listen, and you are standing there before the Father with nothing left against you, nothing he could even chide you for. The only condition is that you fully believe the truth, standing in it steadfast and firm, strong in the Lord, convinced of the good news that Jesus died for you. Now you believe this. You believe he died for you, amen? And never shifting from trusting him to save you. This is the wonderful news that has come to each of you and is now spreading all over the world. Nothing he could even charge you for. That's the kind of confidence we're talking about. It's not a confidence where you boast in your accomplishments. My father, Johann Mosbach, he labored more abundantly than I know any man. And he was such a beautiful saint of heaven. When he was about to go to heaven in 1997, I said, Dad, what do you look for when you see the Lord as your reward? He opened his green eyes and looked at me sweetly. I said, is that a strange question, Dad? He said, yes. I said, why? He said, what greater reward than to be called the Son of God? The confidence we're talking about here is not a boasting in your accomplishments. No, my friends, never. Not even those God worked in you and through you. None of them is what gives you the kind of confidence we're talking about. None of that gives you that spirit of unashamedness before him. It's Christ himself that is the confidence. It's Christ himself is the life that knows no shame, no blame. The life that is holy and acceptable and well-pleasing to the Father. This is what he is looking for. This is what he is working in you to prepare you. This is it, my friends. And it is he himself, God, who has prepared us for this very thing. Listen, now he who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who also has given us the Spirit as a guarantee. 2 Corinthians 5:5. Oh, loving friends, I so desire that you live in this confidence. I so desire that you have this kind of sense that all is well between me and my loving Heavenly Father. All is well. Jesus paid it all. Sin had left a crimson stone, but he washed me white as snow. Oh, maybe you sit there watching this devotion and you say, oh, Pastor, when will I come to this? I so struggle with a lack of confidence before God. I always feel I'm falling short. I always feel I'm failing him. I almost feel I'm not good enough for him. I always feel like he can't trust me. And I have so many things I'm ashamed about. I don't even dare pray about them. I know I've had these struggles too, believe it. But I don't have them anymore. I don't anymore. I have found my resting place in Christ and in Christ alone. In him, I'm complete. In him, I'm well-pleasing. In him, I'm acceptable. In him, I'm a child of my loving Heavenly Father. And it rejoices my loving Heavenly Father to keep revealing his Son in me and perfecting me in his likeness and transforming and conforming me to him, to present me to himself, holy and without blame in his love, to infuse in me that confidence, Abba, Papa, Abba, Papa, and the Heavenly Father will work this in you also. Just trust him to do it. He will do it. The good work He has begun in you, He will complete. He will perfect that which concerns you. And listen to these thoughts and let them just come into your heart and calm the storms of shame or blame and silence the hurt and the pain that you're not good enough. The Lord will heal it all. He will cleanse it all. He will wash it all. There will be nothing left for you to be afraid to, for God to see. All will be washed in the blood. All will be cleansed away. There'll be no memory of any of your failings in the presence of the Lord. This is the covenant that I will make with them, says the Lord. I will write my laws upon their hearts so they will want what I want. And I will write them in their minds so they'll know what I want. And their lawless deeds and their sins I will remember no more. Read it there in Hebrews chapter 10. And this is what Paul says in 1 Corinthians 1, starting at verse 4 in the Living Bible. I can never stop thanking God for all the wonderful gifts He's given you now that you are Christ. He has enriched your whole life. He's helped you speak out for Him and given you the full understanding of the truth. What the Lord, what I told you Christ could do for you has happened. Now you have every grace and blessing and every gift and power for doing His will. These are yours during this time of waiting for His return. And He, the Lord God, the Father Himself, guarantees right up to the end that you will be counted free from all sin and guilt on the day He returns. God will surely do this for you, for He always does just what He says, and He is the one who's invited you into this wonderful fellowship with His Son, even Jesus Christ our Lord. Oh, what a glory, what a glory, what a glory that we will see the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me just read you a few more thoughts here. A few more thoughts. This is all so powerful. You know you're born again, don't you? Sure you do. You know the life you now have is not your own. That is a gift of God. And this life you have is the hope of eternal life. Blessed be the God and Father. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to His abundant mercy has begotten, brought us forth again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you who are being kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed at the last day. And in this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that purifies through the though it is tested by fire, may be found, your faith may be found to the praise and honor and glory at the revelation of Jesus, whom, having not seen, you love. Though now you do not see Him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Your soul. Your soul. Yes, my friends. This body is from the temporal, from the earth that's passing away. And a new body is awaiting you in the presence of the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. A new body is awaiting you. And yes, we will come someday together with Christ from heaven. 1 Thessalonians talks about and reign with Him. And then a new body will be resurrected for you who are alive in Him. But folks, the moment you come out of this body, you're present with the Lord. To be absent of the body is to be present with the Lord, the scripture says. 2 Corinthians 5, Philippians chapter 1. Oh, my dear friends, you have nothing to be afraid about when you have Jesus. In Him you are complete. In Him you are holy and without blame in the Father's love. In Him you're accepted and well pleasing to the Father. Trust in Jesus. Trust the Father to keep revealing His Son in you and perfecting you by His Spirit into His Son's likeness, and daily being renewed, daily being made alive inwardly through the Spirit of life in Christ, You are living ready for His appearing. And that readiness is that you are confident and unashamed before Him. Confident. What is that confident? I am a new creation. No more in condemnation. Here in the grace of God I stand. You see the confidence? Blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of His glory divine. That's the confidence. Unashamed, Jesus paid it all. Oh, I'm so grateful for the gospel. The gospel of God. It is alive and active and powerfully at work in each of us. Amen. Have a good day.